Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, Part 2, and a final Morning Magazine episode, really, for like in its current inception, at least. We're speaking with Christy Egge right now, Wood County Health Department. And Christy is, of course, she is the Supervisor of Strategic Initiatives over there. I want to make sure to get your title right, Christy. It's a good title.
Thank you. It's a mouthful. Thank you.
How have you been?
Been doing well, thank you. How have you been?
Doing good. We're doing really well over here, and really good to hear that you guys are doing well over there. We are huge supporters and love our friends over at the Wood County Health Department, and appreciate that any chance we get to talk with you all. We're going to have some fun today, Christy. We're going to talk a little bit about the Wood County Farmers Market.
Absolutely. Everybody's favorite thing in Wisconsin Rapids, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so nice to have this back, certainly for being able to support our ag industry and our farmers, these vendors, but it also means summer's back, Christy. It means summer's back.
Absolutely. Summer and a time and place to meet up with other community members and a place, a destination, right? A place to go and meet local farmers and producers and buy great goods.
When it comes to the farmers market, I think, you know, most anybody, even people new to the area, know what a farmers market is. But let's break down what makes ours unique, if you don't mind, Christy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so the farmers market that we're talking about is the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market. And it is a market that we help to manage and coordinate at the health department at this time. But it's one where our vendors have a lot of say in what happens with the market, as well as the layout and a lot of the promotional aspects as well. In our market, we have mostly locally grown fruits and vegetables, but we also do have, you know, fresh cut flowers and baked goods. And one of our features that we love is that we bring in a lot of family friendly activities. So I know we'll talk more in detail about those, but that's something that it's a great way to draw folks in. And while they're enjoying the activities, they can purchase some great food to make for their family in the future.
Mm-hmm. The kind of things that are going to be purchasable down there, certainly, as you touched on, some great goods, but not just goods, but baked goods. There's going to be fruits and veggies, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of vendors that grow their own produce locally and bring it down to the market for sale. We also have some great fresh flower vendors. And some, you know, we have some craft vendors as well. So if folks have something they need to pick up for a gift or just something for their own home, but we do have a variety of growers and vendors. And the nice thing about our market is we have it open 2 days a week. So it's both Thursdays and Saturdays. And the first, our market opens this year on June 15th. So we're giving you guys a heads up on the coming opening of the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit of a preview of what's to come. You mentioned vendors. Do you have enough vendors? Are you going to be looking for more vendors, or do you have the ability to accept more vendors?
We do have a lot of vendors. However, we always accept more vendors. Folks can fill out an application and they can vend for the whole season. But we also have the ability and opportunity for vendors to do drop-in slots. And so they can reach out to the health department and we can help them. We can help them ahead of time, or if they come, you know, even the day of, we can help folks get set up. You know, there's a very nominal fee for, a day of vending, or if you're only going to vend for a day. And then for the whole season, it's really inexpensive as well. But you do have both options. So if someone's out there thinking, hey, I still want to vend at the market, you do still have time. We do take applications on a rolling basis, although most of our vendors are already locked in for the year. So that makes us happy to know we've got a lot of vendors coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. I mean, you know, it never gets lost on our community, or I think any of us, how much this helps our farming industry, our ag industry. So any opportunity to do that, along with getting some really good produce, ain't a bad deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things, you know, so our market is from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. both on Thursdays and Saturdays. But before we dive more into more details of the market, it is a huge economic piece for our community, for our local community. You know, folks come downtown to the market. The market is located, just to give everyone, in case you haven't ever been to the market is located on First Avenue South, and it's between West Grand Avenue and Goggins Street. So if you know where, like, right along the river, you know, by the River Block building, the Tribune building, the new park area, that's where the market is. And it does bring a lot of people downtown. And while they're down there, they shop at the market, and they also pop in at, you know, the local coffee shop or the Trading Post. And it is just a great thing for the community. We also, and the nice thing too on Thursdays is we pair, I think, very, very nicely with Lunch by the River. So folks go down to Lunch by the River, which started, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we see a ton of folks walking across the bridge and coming to the market, which is it's such a beautiful thing to see people downtown exploring their community and really supporting local vendors.
Yeah, it's such a great point to bring up, Christy, about the impact these farmers markets have on communities economically. So much focus goes on that nowadays of how to create revenue, how to make, you know, how do we bring in new businesses and these kind of things. And here with our farmers market, we do that every season. We have that happen. And it is a big impact. You talk to any business that is in Rapids. I mean, certainly ones that are near the farmers market, but just any business in Rapids, period. And there are people that travel, like, from farmers markets. They'll go to check out the one in Point, go check out the one in Nacoosa, and they'll come to this one. And this is local people, but people, like, from maybe a town or two over. That stuff really adds to a community.
It really does. And, you know, the other cool thing in a community of our size, especially, you get to know your farmers. And you know, they talk a lot about, not only is it good for the footprint of, like, from a sustainability perspective, but knowing your local farmer, knowing their agricultural practices, you know, knowing that what you bought is freshly picked and it was ripe when it was picked and it wasn't something that was ripened, you know, in some sort of truck with a bunch of different gases. I mean, there's a lot of value to just, you know, having a relationship with people who are growing your food. And they can share too, if there's unique food items, how to use those items, how to cook with them or bake with them. And really it does just add to the community. You know, it adds just to the whole feel of the community of the market too.
Yeah, and speaking of that, and you touched on this a little bit right in the beginning, Christy, I think one of the best thing about farmers markets and events like this is those organic meetings, those and no pun intended, I suppose, mentioning farmers market. Those chance encounters, you run into somebody you haven't talked to in a while, or even somebody that you talk to online or on the phone a lot, but you don't get to see in person very often. I love that. It's one of my favorite things about these kind of events. And that's something that's certainly a highlight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is. And it's you know, in this day and age, folks are busy. People connect a lot through, you know, their phones and different things like that. And this really pushes you to connect in person again, which is such a nice, an important part of, you know, our lives, of our health, of our mental health. It's getting people less socially isolated. You know, it cuts across so many different health, you know, different types of health things that we care about at the health department, right? And so it is really an important part of our community.
We're going to take a break.
Go ahead.
We're going to take a break in a moment, but before we do, I'd like to talk about the ways people can pay for their goods, the types of payment accepted at the farmers market.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is unique in the sense of that we accept a wide variety of currency. So most people think of a farmer's market and they think, I have to have cash, otherwise I can't purchase my goods. And I'm here to tell you that's just not the case anymore. In Wisconsin Rapids anyways, you can come and you can use your debit card or your credit card, and you can come to the farmer's market management booth. While there, you can swipe your card and you'll get these wooden tokens that you can shop with. So you can get those in any increments, right? So before we had this option, maybe if I only had $10 or $20, that's all I could spend, even though I wanted to buy more produce. Now you can take out as much money as you want. in those tokens. And we do have a $1 service charge for that. It allows us to be able to have the machine there, but it's just a great thing for folks who don't carry cash, like myself, rarely carry cash anymore. It's nice to know I can still come there. I can still, you know, purchase, you know, some of the from some of the food vendors as well, and all of the growers. We also have the ability, of course, to process cash. All of our markets, all of our vendors take cash, but many of our vendors also take WIC checks. So our women, infant, and children, they get vouchers for coming to the market. There's a fruit and veggie RX program or prescription program through Aspirus, and we accept that as well. And then we also accept senior farmer market vouchers and EBT or food share, which is a great thing. So a lot of folks don't realize, but you can use food share dollars at the farmer's market. And it's a great way to really stretch your dollar. You can get food really inexpensively at the market with your food share dollars or EBT dollars.
And we talk so much about wanting Americans to eat healthier and be healthier. And, you know, oftentimes those types of foods can cost more. At a farmer's market, you're getting the more bang for your buck, if you will, as Christy's mentioning there. Not only your healthier foods, but you're getting so much more value out of these, too. And it's not only cool for that, but this is the greatest farmer's market in the world to me, because as a kid, I grew up, you know, on a lot of these programs, and we couldn't do these things. It's such a new day now where we're able to do this stuff for people that are in those positions. That's groundbreaking to me. That's amazing. And it never gets old, no matter how many times we talk about it. These senior farmer's market vouchers are just as awesome and cool to me as well. Can we touch on that just for a moment, just for people that may not know the details of how to get those and what those are?
Absolutely, yeah. So the senior farmers market vouchers are something you can get through the Aging and Disability Resource Center or through the Senior Center. You can get linked up to that. So, you know, it's a really simple process. There are criteria or eligibility for that, but folks through those organizations can help you through that process. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to utilize, you know, those vouchers in a number of different capacities, but one of which is our market. And like I said, not a lot of markets across the state accept all of these forms of currency, but our goal is really to increase access to local, fresh and healthy foods to all people in our community, regardless of income, regardless of, you know, ways to pay. And so that's a great way. And if there's a similar process for WIC, and right, and so you can, if you're eligible for the WIC program, you're able to, you know, connect to the health department and we can get you signed up to get those WIC vouchers as well.
Oh, Christy is so good, everybody. That wasn't even her department, and she hit that out the park. Nicely done. That was a curveball. Nicely done, Christy. Thank you for that. I appreciate the information. We're speaking with Christy Egge, our friends from the Wood County Health Department. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to tell you about some of the friendly family activities that are going on at this year's Farmers Market here on Morning Magazine at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to Morning Magazine here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. We're speaking with Christy Egge. She is with the Wood County Health Department. We're talking about the Wood County Farmers Market, which is premiering on Thursday, June 15th from 8 to 2. Looking forward to this. It's right around the corner, Christy. We're very excited about it.
Yes, us too. We can't wait. We've been counting down the days.
I was mentioning earlier that our farmers market tends to be a little more unique than your average farmers market, and part of the greatness of that is, of course, the people first and foremost. And right next to that is these family-friendly activities that go on at our farmers market, and we got one kicking off right in the first day on June 15th.
We sure do. We have a lot of folks will recognize iHeart Studios in the community, and they are doing some fun sidewalk talk art, and that's going to be happening from 10 till 2. And so folks that come to the market are going to have the opportunity to learn how to do sidewalk talk art, and there'll be a lot of art already being done and left for the whole day. We also have... Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you talk about bringing out the kid and everybody, getting to do some sidewalk chalk. Like, that's the first thing I think of. Like, just be getting to get down there and have some fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there's the neat thing is, too, there's oftentimes paired with Cranberry Blossom Days or other days, there's sidewalk chalk art events. And so folks can learn and use it in the future. You know, people love art. And there's a lot of sidewalks and a lot of places to use that chalk in our community.
And that's not all that's going to be there. That'll be from 10 to 2, but you got another event from 9 to 1.
We do, yes. Another local favorite is KC Twist Balloon Creations, mm-hmm. and they will be there from 9 to 1. So it's just a great thing for families to come down and be able to have both those options on that first opening day, everyone loving summer, just being out and about. And so balloons and chalk. Doesn't get much better than that.
No, that's a perfect combination. Saturday, June 24th, got a really great act coming down.
We do. We have the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band performing for all of us.
It's a great group of kids. They do such an amazing job with that. That is going to be a lot of fun. I see Safe Kids of Wood and Clark Counties is with this as well.
They will be down there as well on the 24th and offering helmets and other safe, other information on how to keep your kids safe, how to, as a child, be safe from falls and different things like that. So, yeah, they'll be down there as well.
Yeah, summer. Summer is time for a lot of things, including scraped knees and stuff like that. So, great to have. That's a great idea to have them down there.
Absolutely. Yep.
Bringing back another great one on Thursday, June 29th.
Yes, that's our balloon creation, KC Twist. They're coming back again, and they'll be there multiple times throughout the season. So something to remember when you come down and, you know, your kiddos are excited to get a balloon, just remember that that's not the only time. There'll be many times throughout the season that they can come and still get a balloon creation.
Kids start thinking of animals now. It's a good idea. Get those animals ready for the test KC and them, and it's going to be fun. And just as Christy is mentioning, the KC Twist Balloon Creations are going to be there Thursday, the June 29th, Saturday, July 1st, and Thursday, July 6th, as well as other times. But moving ahead to July 6th, I also have our friends from 4-H with their foodie class down there. We were just talking to Laura this week a little bit about this.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. They're new to the market this year, and it's something that many markets do, where there's an opportunity to help showcase the foods of the market, help folks learn about them, and having an organization there to really take the reins with that is going to be incredible. So we're really excited. They're going to be coming to the market throughout the season as well. So, you know, coming early in July, then coming later on throughout the season and the summer in July as well.
We want, these events to certainly be family friendly, and that first and foremost means kid friendly as well. And that's important. But, you know, Christy, when you and I were talking about the economic impact on our community, we also, you and I and many others, and especially our friends at the Wood County Health Department, talk about mental health a lot and different things involving that. One of the things that is involved in on that, you know, tapestry is empathy. And creating more of that in our society and more of that in our youth. And I got to say that having these events, having kids coming to these events and wanting to come to these events, they look at a farmer's market as a fun thing. They look at it as a good thing. Mm-hmm. They're going to grow up and they're going to want to go to farmer's markets as adults. They're going to bring their kids to farmer's markets. And that, when we're talking about farmers, we're talking about ag industry and these things, we can't have enough empathy for that. And I love that this is also kind of one of those underlying things that's going on with this.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you brought that up. You know, I've seen in the past where teachers may ask, you know, kids in their classroom, like, where food comes from. And, you know, there's an answer that comes out, like, the grocery store, the restaurant, you know, things like that, which, okay, yes, absolutely, food does come from those places. But, you know, really at the absolute core of where food comes from, it's our local farmers. And so much a place where you can go and you can be connected and you can feel a sense of belonging in your community is so key to improving mental health, right? It's building those relationships. You know, there's research that shows that when people are socially connected, that they're just naturally happier. And a farmer's market creates a sense of community among customers. It helps with interactions between community members and vendors and contributing to building social capital just within the community overall. So people who shop at a farmer's market have 10 times more conversations when shopping at a farmer's market compared to shopping at a supermarket, which is really interesting, right?
Yeah.
10 times more conversations. And research shows that people greatly appreciate that shared sense of connectedness, and that these conversations at the farmer's market, that they look forward to them, that they go because they remember someone they've bought food from, and they want to go back and they want to thank them or tell them how good it was after they made it. And so people really value that. They value the relationships that are built. There's just so much research. There's another study that found that 28% of participants believe that the greatest benefit to the community of their local farmers market is that it brings people together. Just that. Brings people together. You know,
anytime
there's an opportunity for us to come together as a community, it's going to be good. And there's studies to prove that. And if you went down to the market, when you go on the 15th or that Thursday or a Saturday or any of the following Thursdays or Saturdays, you're going to feel good. You're going to see how incredible it is to have all these people together, all these goods available in our community. And it's just going to feel great. It's going to improve our community health overall and individuals' health overall.
Very well said, and really interesting stats there, Christy. Thank you for that. Saturday, July 8th, iHeart Art Studios are coming back with some face painting.
Yes, another fan favorite, face painting. Everybody loves that. There's typically a line quite long at the farmer's market. We're very excited for that as well.
Thursday, July 13th, we bring back the Lincoln High School Mariachi Band for a performance, and also going to have another group of people there.
Yes, that's going to be, we're going to be having some farmers market tours that day with our friends from Foodwise, which they're a UW Extension affiliation. And again, it's having an external partner that comes in that brings folks down, helps them navigate and understand how do you shop at a local farmers market. I mean, it can be daunting if you've never done that before. And I talk about the different forms of currency. Most folks, you know, have thought in the past, I have to use cash, but there's a whole other process involved in getting that tour, learning about that from somebody that has the knowledge that can share. It just makes shopping easier at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. We see that the 4-H foodie class will also be there on the 13th. Looking at the 15th and 20th, you've got the KC Twist Balloon Creations coming back on those dates, the Saturday and Thursday, respectively. And with that Thursday date, you'll have the 4-H foodie class back.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Foodie class will be back. They'll be back. Yep. And WIC. So if you missed, I mean, the nice thing about this is we really tried to layer in the activities where if you missed one of them, you know, because you're out of town or because something else came up, there's going to be another opportunity to engage. And that was intentionality behind that.
Mm-hmm. Thursday, July 27th. This looks so amazing to me. 4-H Cardboard Arcade. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yes, we're so excited. So there's a group of 4-Hers who created these incredible games with cardboard. So barring no rain, they are bringing them to share with everyone. And they've made some incredible creations. We are really, really excited about this. So this is one I wouldn't miss if you're around, because you're going to see some amazing creativity that happened. And then everyone's going to get to play these games for free, which is really cool. So.
Yeah, really, absolutely. Really excited about this. This is going to be a really fun one. That's a great idea. And it's been such a great idea to incorporate 4-H and these other organizations with this event. We're stronger together, no matter what we're talking about. And it really, like having this all laid out for us right here with you, Christy, really tells us that, really speaks to that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have events planned for the first couple of months, and we're still working on planning. And we have some planned too for August and some September and October. The market does run through October, and so we don't want to put too much out for folks. It can be really overwhelming to know things, you know, too far in advance. And plus, we have folks still coming in, so there'll be more information. We have a Facebook page, so Wisconsin Rapids Downtown's Farmers Market Facebook page. We'll be posting and updating, you know, daily market pictures as well as the events. So we'll make sure folks are keeping up to date on all of them. And then we'll also be featuring our local vendors and our local farmers. You can have an idea about what kind of different products are available. And new this year, we do have a couple new food vendors coming. So we're going to have some exciting, a lot of folks have come down for the egg rolls. There's a lot of great prepared foods people come down to eat. Like I said, along with the Lunch by the River. But we have a couple new items. So be sure to come check them out and get a taste of what the newness is and what some of the exciting mm-hmm. things are.
Christy, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we hope to see everyone at the farmer's market this year.
We're going to see you there. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market opens Thursday, June 15th from 8 to 2. It goes on Thursdays and Saturdays from 8 to 2 right into October. Be sure to get down there and enjoy. And keep in mind, everybody, the time change that we will be having with this program. Playmakers, of course, premieres on Mondays. Playmakers this coming Monday from 3 to 4 going forward. Midday Magazine going forward from 3 to 4 right here at 97.5 FM 13. Well, you know, I like the way I say it. Wait a minute.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.